Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Alias August. Today's episode, Foxborough Hot Tubs, Stop, Drop, and Roll, from 2008. Green Day's American Idiot was released on September 21st, 2004. Though this was their seventh album and they'd been regularly releasing albums since 1990, American Idiot was something of a comeback record. Their previous record, Warning, was released in the year 2000. Warning was a bit of a disappointment. It reached gold status, but their previous several albums had gone at least triple platinum. Warning still had a couple of minor hit singles, but it seemed as if Green Day's relevance was fading. They started working on the follow-up to Warning in the summer of 2002. The album was to be called Cigarettes and Valentines. However, that record never came to be. Supposedly, the album was nearly finished when suddenly the master tapes were stolen from their studio. Instead of re-recording, they decided to completely start from scratch, spending the next 3 months writing new material. It would become more of a collaborative effort. Each of the three band members started writing their own 30-second songs that they would find ways to connect to each other, resulting in two different 9-minute musical suites. And this changed the entire direction of the album. Producer Rob Cavallo pushed the band toward having it be a concept album. It was also much more political than the band had ever gotten, inspired by 9/11, the Iraq War, and the upcoming 2004 presidential election. The results were better than anyone could have expected. Green Day had their first number one album, and not just in the US, in 18 other countries as well, and it charted in 27 countries total. Worldwide sales are estimated to be around 16 million copies. It would go on to be nominated for Album of the Year and Best Rock Album.
And the Grammy goes to
Star Trek.
American Idiot, Green Day.
The album produced 5 singles. It stayed on the Billboard 200 for 101 weeks. And at the following year's Grammy Awards, their single Boulevard of Broken Dreams took home the Grammy for Record of the Year.
And the Grammy goes to Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day.
The band also took home the 2006 People's Choice Award for Favorite Musical Group or Band, which was presented to them by, of course, Everybody Loves Raymond's Doris Roberts.
The People's Choice, the favorite group is... Oh, my granddaughter Kelsey is going to be so happy. Green Day!
Green Day had now set the bar incredibly high for themselves. After extensive touring on the album, it was time to decide what was next for the band. They'd already been writing new material since 2006 for what would eventually be their 21st Century Breakdown album. By October of 2007, singer Billy Joe Armstrong told NME, quote, "We have a lot of music, something like 45 songs. It's total chaos. I want to dig into what I am and what I'm feeling at this moment, which is middle-aged. We've been doing this for almost 20 years now. You want to make sure you're being honest with yourself. I also have to ask myself, what's real out there? Right now, it seems stagnant." End quote. The band was set to begin recording their next album in January of 2008. Perhaps as a way to take some pressure off of themselves and have some fun, the band completely, and somewhat secretly, switched gears. In December of 2007, a few select members of the Idiot Club, which is Green Day's fan club, were sent a link to a MySpace page for a new band called Foxborough Hot Tubs. Their MySpace page had three songs you could hear, as well as a link to their still-under-construction website. As fans started to share the link, rumors were spreading that Foxborough Hot Tubs were actually Green Day using an alias. On December 8th, FoxboroughHotTubs.com officially launched, and you could download an entire six-song EP. Word spread quickly, which caused the site to crash regularly. Rumors and speculation continued spreading for months. Then, in April 2008, Green Day confirmed to MTV via email that they were indeed Foxborough Hot Tubs. Part of the email read, "We think that the only similarity between the Hot Tubs and Green Day is that we are the same band. That is basically the only similarity. We are Jason White, Jason Fries, Michael Pritchard, Frank Edwin Wright III, and Reverend Strychnine Twitch. We are four guys who love to play music and be spontaneous. And after a few late-night jams and a few too many bottles of wine, we were inspired to record some rockin' 8-track recordings." Michael Pritchard and Frank Edwin Wright III are the real names of bassist and drummer Mike Dirnt and Trey Cool. Jason White and Jason Fries are both members of Green Day's touring band, and had even appeared on some of their more recent albums. Reverend Strychnine Twitch was the stage name that Billy Joe Armstrong had adopted for Foxborough Hot Tubs. The email also explained the name, saying Foxborough was a neighborhood where Billy Joe and Mike used to sneak into people's hot tubs with booze and girls, but they said that most of the time it was just, quote, dude soup. They went on to add, "The record goes up for sale any day. We hope people have a chance to pick up the soon-to-be-released vinyl. If you want to buy it, buy it. If you already have it, buy it anyway." So, on April 22nd, 2008, Foxborough Hot Tubs released Stop, Drop, and Roll on Jingletown Records. The album begins with the title track. In 2010, Stop, Drop, and Roll would also be featured in the Jonah Hill and Russell Brand movie Get Him to the Greek, though it was not included on the soundtrack. The song would also later be released as a single, but it did not chart. Up next is the album's first single, Mother Mary. The song would peak at number 16 on the Billboard Hot Modern Rock Tracks chart. On June 12, 2009, Foxborough Hot Tubs made their TV debut, playing both Stop, Drop, and Roll and Mother Mary on Last Call with Carson Daly.
Green Day all week long has been on the show. We're going to continue that. If you're a hardcore Green Day fan, you recognize that in between American Idiot and 21st Century Breakdown, the guys had a little time period there where they drank a lot of wine and did a few dates as the band Foxborough Hot Tubs, actually recorded one record. Not a lot of people know about it. Very few people have ever seen them, and they've certainly never been on television. Well, tonight, to close out our Green Day week, you're going to see this band, Foxborough Hot Tubs, and that is going to be an excellent Friday night musical morsel for you.
Here's a bit of the album version of Mother Mary. When the original six songs were posted to download, Ruby Room was one of those songs. Ruby Room is actually the name of a dive bar in Oakland, California, where the members of Green Day live. Fans took this as another clue pointing toward the band actually being Green Day. For the willing and the able. There's one additional member of Foxborough Hot Tubs, which is Kevin Preston on guitar and backing vocals. Preston is the singer and guitarist of the band Prima Donna. In 2019, Preston would also begin touring with Billy Joe's side project, The Long Shot, as well as becoming a touring member of Green Day. The album's record label, Jingletown Records, was created just for Foxborough Hot Tubs, under the parent label of Warner Brothers. It shares the Jingletown name and logo with Green Day's recording studio in Oakland. A reference to Jingletown is also made in the Green Day song Homecoming from American Idiot. Up next is Broadway, which is the first song on the album that was not a part of the original six-song EP released online. She's Not a Saint, She's a Celebrity was the B-side of the Mother Mary 7-inch single that was released prior to the album on March 25th. The album was recorded and mixed by Chris Dugan. There's no actual credited producer. In fact, none of the band members are credited either. Chris Dugan had started working as an engineer at Jingletown Studios in 2002. He's also the drummer for the band The Affection, who released the album Soundtrack to a Moment on Billy Joe's Adeline Records in 2003. When Green Day would release their 21st Century Breakdown album in 2009, Dugan and the band won the Grammy for Best Rock Album. The Pedestrian was released as the album's second single on April 1st, 2008. It did not chart. Jody Rosen reviewed the album for Rolling Stone, giving it 3 stars. A portion of the review reads, "American Idiot upped the ante on Green Day's career, elevating them to the ranks of heroic rock standard bearers who condemned President Bush, recorded 9-minute suites, and scooped up Grammys. So Stop, Drop, and Roll is a holding pattern disc, a way to keep things light as they ponder their next move in a high-stakes mega-career. But might it also point the way forward?" One of the best songs here is 27th Avenue Shuffle, a raggedy boogie in which Armstrong sounds very grown up as he ponders crises personal and global. It's less a grandiose anthem than, say, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, but it cuts twice as deep. Green Day could learn a thing or two from this scruffy little band. Now, no matter, I try. Junk at days and talk to quit. The album's closer is Pieces of Truth. Stop, Drop, and Roll peaked at number 21 on the Billboard 200, reportedly selling around 55,000 copies in the US. It also cracked the top 100 in Germany, the UK, Sweden, and Switzerland. The album was released on CD and vinyl, even getting a reissue on green vinyl in 2020, and it's currently available to stream on Spotify. But this isn't the only time that Green Day has posed as another band. In fact, this wasn't even the first time they did it. Back in 2003, they released a new wave album called Money Money 2020 under the name The Network. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.